Hello, it's the All Random Web Show special. I mean, the All Random Special Edition at the Coast Road Library. We're now going over to Ryan Wright for more information.
We're in a library what sells books, and you can read books and you can go on the internet.
Okay, we have a special guest here, Jim Murray, who will tell us about the book Stone Goblins.
I haven't read it.
Do you think it looks good?
Yes.
How much did it cost you?
$3.99.
Do you think this will be a good buy?
Probably.
And what would you give the age rating?
10.
From 10-year-olds?
No, actually, I'd say like 5-year-olds, because the goblins are fake.
Okay.
Even though goblins
are fake. And while the book here, I'm looking, in fact, read you the blurb. The land of the goblins is hidden, but not too far away. If you look carefully, you might just find it. Saggy Pants and Steve Age are stone goblins, but they're not much good at collecting the stones. So imagine how they cope with a dragon's tail. So that is part of the stone goblins. JJ, you've also bought a book.
I got to. It's called Dominic Barger, Mickey Sharp and Sharpie.
And do you think this one will be a good one?
Yes, because I like these kind of books.
Okay, and the two Goosebumps books you've lent out, both the Horrorland series. Which one do you think looks the best from the two?
Probably this one, because
yeah.
I was watching Ryan play a game to like find the eyeball kind of thing.
Okay, so we're now going to go over the kids section. And we're going to have a look at the top 5 books. Okay, so here we are. JJ, you seen any books that catch your eye?
Let's have a look.
There's a few Captain and the Panthers down there.
Yeah.
And for those girls, there's brownies.
I found a book for most girls like Captain Olsen Luke.
He has a special for most young readers, Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Good book.
Read it. Have you read it, JJ?
I've got them, but I've only read like half of them.
Okay.
I've let my friend
So yes. Now I'm going to get Ryan over for Book of the Week. Ryan? Book of the Week.
Secret in Grandma.
Right, so anyways.
Secret Agent Grandma.
What series is this from?
The Give Yourself Goosebumps.
And what's so special about this book?
It has an alien grandma, what takes over a grandma, but plants her children in a rose bush.
Okay, so Ryan Wright is now going to interview Kath.
Hello, are you coming to... Have you got a library card?
Yes.
Kath, okay. Ryan would like to interview you.
Shucks, what's he going... I'm not on now, am I?
Yes.
What are you going to say?
What's your favourite book?
My favourite book is Leslie Pierce, Remember Me.
What is your job here?
I'm a senior library assistant.
And what did you like about the book that you just mentioned?
It was very well written, very atmospheric, and I really enjoyed it right to the end.
Would you recommend it for children or adults?
Adults.
Why?
Oh, I don't think children would understand it because it's, I think it'll be for adults and ladies. It's an adult lady book.
Okay, thank you, Kath.
Thank you.
And now we'll go on to the question.
I'll be on the north.
And now we'll go on question of the week. Which book is Ryan's favourite? Goosebumps Series 2000. Ryan, would you like to whisper it in my ear? Okay, so the options are number one, The Haunted Car, number two, Invasion of the Body Squeezers Part 2, and number three, Bride of the Living Dummy. You can try and answer this question. If you get the right answer, just please post on Twitter on our page, The All Random Pod, or full name, The All Random Podcast. We're now running out of time, so we'll leave you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.